The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. My name is DJ Jesse, and as a travel enthusiast, I'm beyond excited to bring you this 10-episode long series. In this series, I'll be talking about travel tips, some of my favorite places, and why exactly you should travel. This is the Enlightened Tourist, and I'm glad to have you here. Welcome to the second episode of the Enlightened Tourist. I'm your host, DJ Jesse, and in this episode, I will be talking about how you can save money while traveling so that you can make the most out of your vacation without having to worry about how much damage you're doing to your wallet. As I mentioned in the first episode, traveling is one of my biggest hobbies, and as I've gotten older and started my journey of adulthood, I've always wanted to know how I could save money while also going on all the vacations that my heart desires. Because of this, I have gathered research from several articles, and I'm here to let you know how you can travel in a financially smart way. When you're on vacation, you should be focused on making the most out of your time on vacation instead of worrying about the exact money that you are spending. A way that you can save money while traveling is to travel to places where you'll be able to get more for your money. We all want to go to New York City to visit Times Square, or visit Paris, France to see the iconic Eiffel Tower, or Tuscany, Italy to visit the mesmerizing Leaning Tower of Pisa. Especially after seeing all of these beautiful travel pictures and videos all over our social media on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, and even on TV commercials. But sometimes these places are just too expensive for our tight budgets. Sometimes traveling to places that are less traveled can allow you to save money because of the lowered travel cost. These places will allow you to stretch your money the furthest while also getting the quote-unquote typical vacation experience. Some of these more budget-friendly places that you should consider are Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, Thailand, Brazil, Turkey, and Vietnam. Places that have a more vibrant, booming tourism industry are going to be more expensive to vacation in because of the high prices that exist in order to compete with the demand from tourists. These more budget-friendly travel destinations still offer the same travel benefits as the more popular travel destinations, except you're just being kinder to your wallet by choosing a budget-friendly vacation spot. Traveling can be expensive, but there are certain times when it's much more expensive than others. To save money while traveling, try to be flexible when it comes to when you plan on going on your vacation. I know that it can be hard to be flexible with your vacation dates if you have children or have a job where you can only go on vacation during the summers, Christmas break, or spring break, or certain school holidays, as I'm a student myself, so I understand. But just know that traveling is typically cheaper during the weekdays and during vacation off seasons, such as during the month of February or September, for example. Besides the actual flights itself being cheaper during these times, most places aren't as crowded during these times as they typically are during the weekends or during holidays and school breaks. This will allow you to make the most out of your vacation time and spend less time waiting in long lines. Hotel expenses can also be a significant part of the cost of a vacation. So in order to save money when it comes to where you'll be staying, try to be open-minded when it comes to different housing options. There are other housing options other than hotels, which can be really overpriced sometimes, especially if they're close to a very popular attraction in that area. Hostels are one of the several alternatives to a hotel. If you've never heard of a hostel before, a hostel is a low-budget accommodation where people typically pay for a bed instead of a whole room, like in a typical hotel. Hostels can be found in many of the major cities that you might be looking to travel to. They are commonly known for being shared spaces, where you share a room with other travelers, and have shared common spaces, a shared bathroom, and shared shower spaces, kind of like a typical college dorm. Most hostels also come with full kitchens and free breakfast. There is a myth when it comes to hostels that they lack privacy, which is something that I want to debunk right now. This myth probably came about because of the amount of common areas that can be found in hostels, but many hostels also have the option of having a private room and a private bathroom if you really want your privacy. Of course, these private rooms and private bathrooms will be more expensive than the traditional communal living style hostel rooms, but these still will be cheaper than if you were to book a room in a traditional hotel. Another common misconception about hostels is that they are located in bad areas, aren't safe, and that there is a lot of theft in them. This was definitely something that I believed before I started doing more research into hostels. While this may be true for some hostels, this isn't true for all of them. The same applies for hotels as well. There are some hotels that are located in less glamorous areas where theft can be common, but there are other hotels that are located in perfectly safe areas. You should always practice common safety measures while you are staying somewhere on vacation. Look at pictures of the surrounding areas and read reviews that past guests have left about their experience at a particular hostel or wherever you're choosing to stay. Another cheaper alternative to a hotel is a bed and breakfast. Before I started researching other alternatives to hotels, I hadn't really heard of a bed and breakfast before. If you don't know what that is, a bed and breakfast is a smaller place compared to a hotel that offers overnight accommodation that offers breakfast, as the name suggests, but not any other meals, as opposed to hotels where some of them offer breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There are several differences between a bed and breakfast, which is also known as a B&B, and a hotel. The most noticeable difference between a B&B and a hotel is their size. A B&B is smaller and can have as little as 3 or 4 rooms or as many as 10 or 11 rooms, whereas most hotels have many more rooms than that. Due to the dramatic difference in size, B&Bs have less staff than most hotels and also offer a more limited range of amenities compared to hotels. Another difference between B&Bs and hotels is that B&Bs are family-owned houses that are rented out to guests in order to bring in an additional income, whereas most hotels are corporate-owned and are designed to bring in more guests. Another alternative to a traditional hotel is an Airbnb. By definition, Airbnb is an online market that connects people who want to rent out their homes to guests who are looking to stay in an environment different from that of a hotel. Compared to a hotel, Airbnbs offer a much more spacious area to stay in during the duration of your vacation, since you have access to the whole house instead of just a single hotel room, some restaurants, and maybe a pool. In many cases, an Airbnb is cheaper than booking a hotel room. An Airbnb sounds very similar to a bed and breakfast, or B&B, but there are some differences between the two that you should know about. The first difference between an Airbnb and a B&B is that B&Bs are ran by a professional innkeeper, whereas Airbnb is typically ran by the owner of the home. The second difference between them is that B&Bs have to undergo regular health and safety inspections, whereas Airbnbs are typically exempt from these inspections. The third difference between them is that B&Bs typically serve a delicious gourmet breakfast, whereas most Airbnbs don't include a breakfast service, and it's up to the guest to make breakfast for themselves. If you would prefer to stay in a traditional hotel setting, a way that you could save money with that would be choosing to stay in a hotel that is more on the outskirts of town and a bit further away from the main hotspots of the area. You could also consider motels, which is somewhat similar to a hotel, except that it typically offers minimal amenities compared to a hotel. Food is also an extra expense that tourists must consider when thinking about their travel cost. You can cut down on your food expenses by bringing your own food to the airport if you can, and eating what the locals typically eat. The food that you find at airports are put in nice displays located near the gates and after the security checkpoint to lure you in and convince you to spend your money. Airports typically allow you to bring solid foods through the airport, and this is definitely something that you should take advantage of. When you arrive at your travel destination, try shopping for food in local markets and eating at small local restaurants a little bit further away from the high touristy areas, which will allow you to reduce the amount of money you will spend on food. If you're traveling to a destination that doesn't require you to travel by plane, try to pack lots and lots of snacks so that you don't have to spend extra money on them while you're traveling. Another way to cut down on food expenses is to bring a reusable water bottle instead of buying multiple plastic water bottles. This is something that my parents have taught me throughout the many family vacations we have gone on. I am someone who likes to be hydrated and drink lots of water. But when you're on vacation, the price of constantly buying water adds up pretty quickly. If you bring a reusable water bottle, you could probably find places where you can fill your reusable water bottle for free. If you can't find places to refill your water bottle and you're staying at a hotel that offers ice, another thing that you could do is to put ice in your reusable water bottle and wait for it to melt, and then there you go, you have water. And for all you environmentalists out there, using reusable water bottles is also beneficial to the environment. Another tip I have for you is to stay away from the beverages in the hotel fridge, as well as the coffee display that might be found in your hotel room, unless you know for sure that it's free, because sometimes they don't tell you that it's not free, and then you end up getting charged for it after your stay. Transportation expenses are also another expense that you need to consider. A way to cut down on your transportation expenses would be to walk whenever possible, or to use public transportation. Public transportation isn't always free, but it's definitely cheaper than relying on taxis or Ubers. Walking is also a free form of transportation, and taking a walk, especially if it's in a new area that you've never been to before, can allow you to have more time to enjoy and take in the scenery around you. You know, as opposed to going in a taxi that goes at a much higher speed. Some hotels also offer a shuttle that can take you directly from the hotel itself to the airport if you're traveling by plane. And this service is oftentimes already included in the price you pay for your hotel stay. Airline fees are oftentimes the most expensive part of a vacation. So if you're traveling by plane, try to use an airline-specific credit card for onboard purchases, such as the food. This can allow you to get discounts for onboard purchases and sometimes even get travel vouchers, which can lower your flight costs for future vacations. If you are a frequent traveler or you tend to travel using mostly a single airline, then it would be worth it for you to invest in an airline credit card that you can purchase from the airline itself. If you travel abroad outside of your home country, make sure to use a credit card that doesn't charge a foreign transaction fee or pay using the local currency. If you don't use a credit card from a company that doesn't charge a foreign transaction fee, then you will be charged an additional fee every time you use that credit card, which will significantly increase your overall travel expense. Another alternative is going to a currency exchange kiosk or store that you can probably find in your hometown or in a close neighboring town. If you're traveling internationally, make sure to turn off your phone's data roaming unless you have an international phone plan. When you're traveling internationally, I know it's really tempting to call home to talk about your favorite memories or to update your social media with the newest pictures you took of the beautiful scenery around you and all of the fun adventures you've been on. But turning off your phone's cellular data just for the time you're out of the country can help prevent you from having to pay very expensive roaming fees from your cell phone carrier or data company when you come back from your vacation. This is something that I had to learn the hard way when my family and I went on our trip to Europe for my 16th birthday. We came back from the trip and my parents discovered that my phone bill was significantly more expensive than the last month's phone bills. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode on how to save money while traveling. You obviously don't have to implement all these tips into your next vacation, but these are just some ideas as to where you could cut the price down a little bit. I would like to take a moment to thank Business Insider, They Differ, Indie Traveler, Money Crashers, Investopedia, Distinctive Inns, and The Travel Channel for publishing the information that I have used to create this episode. Make sure to tune into the next episode where we will be talking about Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. That's all I have for you. Until next time, bye!